This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats don't want to be exposed as frauds, but that's what they are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not here to bash Democrats. I'm not here to praise Republicans. I'm not here to even worry about the labels, but they exist. And what I want to tell you about these folks is the truth. I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. Also, you can call the show at 844-551-8255. Democrats don't want to be exposed as frauds. Now, let me just say something else. Humans don't want to be exposed as frauds. The overwhelming people that you meet are frauds. Now, they and what you deal with them in, it's not a big deal. You're not trying to date the dude that you met at the ball game, you know, with your other kid or something. But some girl is, and he's got three or four girls or whatever. That most people are frauds in some way. They're frauds in terms of how they view their lives. They view their job. I'm really important at my job. No, you're not. And here's what I want to give you a little bit of a safety net. As conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you understand your nature. You understand that inside of you exists the devil who will try to take advantage of situations if allowed, and you have what's called a moral core. You have ethics. Doesn't make you perfect, because you're not. You are a failed human being, not worthy of the grace that God gives you every single day. But you work hard to live your life on the up and up, to do the right things, and to live by that moral core. And when you fail, you feel bad. But if you're smart, you learn from it, and it actually brings you closer to your morality. You want to know why? Because that feeling sucks. That feeling of failure sucks. No matter what you're doing, as we say in the black community, that you, no matter what your dirty is, when you deal with it and you go, God, that's just so wrong, you feel bad about it, but it's God's message to say, bring you closer to me, because you know how that feeling is, and you don't. It's not a good feeling. It doesn't matter whether you told a white lie or a big lie. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you did. Little or big, it'll get to you. And that is your moral core. And you, the sooner you learn it, the better. For example, a little kid learns to steal. If you're 17 years old and you're still stealing, something's wrong. You know, you should be over that by the age of 7 or 8. But there are people who never get over it because their moral core, you know, they didn't get that training. They didn't get that memo. So they remain frauds. I'll give you an example. My uncle had a house party one time, and his brother brought over, you know, he thought he was a player. He brought over two girls. And so we're playing music, and everybody's dancing and having a good time, and the girls would have to say, "Y'all have a bathroom?" "Yeah, right back there." And they'd go to the bathroom, and they must have gone to the bathroom 3 times each. So they leave the house, and the next day, my uncle, we used to go over there all the time. Then the next day, my uncle said, "Y'all want to know what happened?" We were like, "What?" My uncle that owned the house, he says, "Those girls ripped me off." "Hey, like, get out of here." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Every time they were going to the bathroom, they were going back there rummaging through stuff. So they stole my Aunt Margaret's wedding ring and blah, blah, blah." You know, they stole something each time. And that's what they do. That was their modus operandi. Now, these chicks were solidly in their 30s. And they're ripping off people. That's the way they make their living. Frauds. Democrats are frauds. And if they're listening to me now, they may be mad. I don't really care. But they know what they are. And when you call them out on it, when you call them out on it, they're mad. But let me tell you what they'll do to you. They will talk to you about all the, like, "Man, nothing I can't stand worse than a dude who will borrow stuff and not give it back." And I guarantee you the dude who says it is the one who will borrow stuff and not give it back, if he's a Democrat. Now, if he's a conservative, he's giving you his real impression. "I don't like this. But if he's one of these doggone Democrats that I know, these leftist progressives, they tell you who they are. And I'm telling you this to help you deal with them when you encounter them. They're frauds. And I love to expose them. I do. Not because, you know, I was a fraud. I freely admit it. When I was a kid, I was a liar. I lied because I didn't like my life. I didn't like the fact that my dad was a prisoner, right? I didn't like the fact that we were poor and all these other things. So you cover it up. You're like, well, I'll be a fraud. I'll make people think I'm bigger than what I'm. Like they couldn't figure it out. I wore high water pants and they couldn't figure out I didn't have any money. Please. I'm talking about not when they were, they've never been really been in style, but I guarantee you they weren't in style when I was in school. But you think you're perpetrating a fraud and people see right through it. Democrats, let me explain something to you. We see through your frauds. I tweeted this. If you voted for Obama, the worst president ever, then had to watch Donald Trump work his magic with ease, I don't blame you for fighting to try to prove your sanity. You're an idiot. And you need to, in order to get back into the real world, you need to fight. Now, the problem is these lame brain moronic zombies known as Democrats fight. They instead of fighting and saying, you know what, you're right, I screwed up. You know, the majority of them are still like, Donald Trump, the Russians, man, the Russians did. Okay, fine. If the Russians, it's been proven that they didn't collude with Trump. So then the next question is, well, how much did it impact the election? He wouldn't be president, man, without it. Nobody's ever questioned the Russians attacking our elections at any other period, not during the time of Obama, who actually sat there and said, well, I'll be able to do a lot more after the election. I'll have a lot more flexibility. He says this to a Russian, but they don't put two and two together and say, I wonder if the Russians colluded to help Barack Obama. But Trump has no issue at all with the Russians, never done business with them, and they want to make him the fraud because they've lost. They know they've lost. I tweeted, the fight to convict Trump on Russian collusion is a fight for the left to vindicate their sick, twisted ideology that elected Obama, the worst president in American history. They are jealous of you because you spotted the frauds. And you called them out. You're the whistleblowers. You're the one saying, look, Barack Obama didn't care about this country. He's a piece of crap president. He never should have been elected president. We tried to warn you. You lost lots of seats. And you wouldn't have had to do that if you didn't bet all in for him. You still praise him like he's baby black Jesus. And the fact is, you should just admit your mistake. He was a fraud. And because in admitting that mistake, you could start to heal from your being a fraud and start looking at Donald Trump differently. And I'll prove to you that the media, they only want to look at Donald Trump differently. They don't want to look at him the way you and I see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I was embroiled in a few Twitter battles over the past few days. I get into them all the time. I mean, it is what it is. And I was beating up on leftists. I mean, just spanking them with a... I was paddling them like they were little toddlers, you know, back in the day, you know, back when you could get away with that. And I mean, I beat up on Roland Martin again. I call him Fathead because he is. Look, I swear to you, do yourself a favor. Have a little fun today. Google Roland Martin. And look at the size of this dude's head. It's like somebody put a cinder block on some shoulders. I mean, it is a ginormous. It's got to be twice the size of a normal head. The problem is the size of his brain is so little that it rattles around in there. And I tease him. I mean, I mess with him because Roland was so flatly wrong on the three-fist compromise, which and he did an entire show on one of his network shows about me. And I just want, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't go after Roland Martin. I don't care about him. You know, I'm as a human, I do, but I'm saying as a political pundit, I don't even think about that clown. But he did an entire show saying I got the three-fist compromise wrong, which I completely explained was a pro-slavery. You know, in other words, it was to get rid of slavery. It was for the slaves. It mitigated the ability for the slave for slavery to expand. I explained it was abolitionists who came up with it. Frederick Douglass condoned it because he knew exactly what it was. But Roland says, you're dead wrong. And he's copying Laura Ingraham and Fox News and all this. And I called his fat head out. And I said, Roland, I'm happy to debate you on this topic. And I'm going to make you look like a fool. And then, of course, all his friends are tweeting in, you, Kevin, you crazy. Roland is a smart man. I said, shut up. You ain't even cracked a book in 50 years. Shut up. You don't know anything, silly Negro. And so I'm blasting his followers to the point where they are leaving me alone because somebody is starting to look this stuff up. I'm just giving them little quotes. Okay, here's something else you want to think about with three-fifths compromise. Here's something else. You've gotten it wrong. And so a dude who's a very learned guy, his name is Khalid, he says to Roland Martin, Roland, when are you going to stop taking this beating? Kevin is crushing you on the facts. Here are the facts. And he gives Roland more tidbits. He's a, you know, noted historian. And Roland goes into radio silence. And I said to Khalid, you better know, Roland will never admit he's wrong. Not in a million years. He won't come on here and say, you know what? Kevin Jackson was right. I apologize. You want to know why? Because he's a fraud. And that's what my theme is today. These leftist frauds, and they come in all ilks. I'm going to be talking about a couple of guys that are conservatives, very intellectual guys. I respect their viewpoints in many things, but they get it so wrong that I feel compelled to tell you about them. And I wrote a piece about it. And this is Goldberg and Shapiro. I'll get into that in just a bit. But Roland's not going to correct himself. He's not going to send a note to Laura Ingraham and say, Laura, you know what? I was trying to beat up on Kevin. He's right. It doesn't happen because these people are frauds. And so anyway, this guy, Anthony, he tweeted me this. What I love most, and he's talking about me, is the fact that you yank off their safe place blankie and solidly turn their butts red. Then take their blankie, wrap it around political correctness, and throw it in a bonfire of their liberal dreams. Brilliantly done. Well, Anthony, I appreciate the tweet. I know he listens to the program, too. Here's what you have to understand about what I do each and every day with these stupid leftists and how you have to learn how to deal with this stuff. I don't have an ideological dog in the fight. I really don't. I wake up in the morning and, you know, and just go out to do my job and live it in, you know, it would be like I'm a janitor. There's my broom. And they say, Kevin, you're going to have this part of the sidewalk. OK, great. I just start sweeping the sidewalk. But if you come and take a poop in the middle of my sidewalk, now I got a problem with you. And that's exactly what happens. Roland decides you're a clown for the three-fifths con. How am I a clown? See, I'm not in the fight. If Roland had come to me and he says, Kevin, I disagree with you on the three-fifths compromise, it really did devalue. And I would say, well, Roland, here's my take on it. And I would explain it, and then he would go either, oh, wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. That's not how I learned it, or whatever. Or he would say, no, Kevin, you've misinterpreted it. And we would debate it, and that would be the end of it. But he can't do that. And see, that's what the left can't do. They lose. The perfect example is everything. Don't think about this as Kevin and Roland's issue. This is everything you face every single day. This is Trump-Russia collusion. This is, you know, why doesn't Hillary Clinton get prosecuted and everything else? These are people that you're sweeping your area of the sidewalk and they come and poop in the middle of it and go, I didn't do it. Yeah, you did. I saw you do it. I saw you do it. And they don't want to face it. They know Hillary Clinton's a crook, but they are so ideologically invested in the fraud that is Hillary, in the fraud, quite frankly, that represents all that they've put into that. They have put so much energy into Hillary, they can't back down. I told you this is why the problem with Obama. They cannot divest themselves of that fraud. They know it's a bad investment, but they keep their money there. And knowing it's a bad investment, knowing it's a fraud, knowing it has no value basis whatsoever, and all they do, it becomes a Ponzi scheme. Can we sell this fraud to more and more people as we begin to divest of it? And that's exactly what's happening with Barack Obama right now. They continue to say, he's great, he's amazing. How dare they challenge Barack Obama? Remember, he was black and he was the president. How dare they challenge his integrity? And, you know, so they get a bunch of other people and they go, okay, I got enough people into the Ponzi scheme. Now I'm going to back away. How do you think Trump's polling rises? In spite of all this stuff, how do you think millennials, blacks, young women, women in general, how do you think and independents are moving slightly over? They're trying to figure out when's the best time to get out of the Ponzi scheme. Oh, my goodness. William Robertson said there are three things in the world that deserve no mercy: hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. If you wonder why I say to leftists, if you want to pick a fight with me, drag me into the mud, I'll drown you in your own mud. If you think I'm not going to fight you in the mud, you must be out of your ever-loving fraudulent minds. They're all a fraud. Everything that's happening right now to you is in an alternative universe because the left know they're wrong. Inasmuch as Roland Martin knows that I'm correct on the three-fist compromise and he's dead wrong, he will never admit it. Inasmuch as these clowns that want to talk about Russian collusion have been called out, outed, people know it left and right, whatever ideology, they know the Democrats are wrong. They will not divest themselves of the fraud because they want to believe it. They have to believe it. They have too much emotional currency tied up into the hatred of Donald Trump, the hatred of you. You are correct. You did it right. You picked the right candidate. You showed them how stupid they really are. And now they're mad at you. And there's no amount of talk that's going to do it. And what has to happen, I'm just giving you guys what has to happen. Because people ask me all the time, what are we going to do, Kevin? What are we going to do? You have to slowly let the Ponzi scheme take its course. It runs its course. Eventually, it fizzles out. There's nobody left to fool. And it's gone. Somebody's left holding the bag. And in this case, the people who are going to be left holding the bag are Democrats. Folks, I'm going to be talking about Goldberg by way of Shapiro.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I listen to your show on Bluetooth in California, and a lot of time I heard just, you know, the other rerunning show, but I still like it. I think you are great on the talk show on the politics. I really enjoy your show. I wish more people will listen to your show, and I told other people about your show. I hope some more people will listen to your show. You just hit every target I expecting, because I am that kind of person too, and I'm not even American. I'm not even from United States, but I came in here when I was only my 20s. Now I'm in my 60s, and I think you are really great. I wish you are the person, the first black person or first person of Republican. I really enjoy your show, and thank you for letting me talking. And I say this in sincerity, and thank you.
How sweet is that? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What a sweetie. Lady in California, immigrant, legal, I'm guessing. Been here a few years. And obviously still working a little bit on the language. I'm just teasing. Me and that young lady would be having coffee together every morning, watching the sunrise. I mean, not like we'd be together in that term. But I'm just saying, I'd go hang out with her. We'd drink our coffee. We'd talk politics. I don't know where she's originally from. Sounded like she might be Filipino. But wherever she's from, we would talk politics. We'd laugh. And I'd even let her braid my hair. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And there was a piece that was written. And I wrote a piece about an article that I read. And it was my title was White GOP Establishment Move Over. It's Time for Black Power. Because I was reading an article by an anti-Trumper named Jonah Goldberg. And his article referenced an article by Ben Shapiro. And Goldberg wrote of the generation gap of the Republican Party. And I want to read a little bit of this to you, because you'll understand why I'm telling you I'm ready for these white boys to move over. I'm just going to put it out there. Shapiro argues persuasively that young conservatives care about character and values, while the older ones have largely abandoned such concerns, preferring solid policy victories and perceived wins in the war on political correctness. Perceived wins. in the war on political correctness. Now, the minute I saw that, I'll be honest, I got pissed off for you. See, I consider myself one of the old school guys. I don't know if color factors into it, but I'm an old school conservative Republican who happens to be black. But I think he's attacking old school conservative Republicans and, pardon me, dare I say, Christians. Now, he threw us to the wolves, but he, Jonah Goldberg, an original Never Trumper, remains correct in his wrongness, as does Ben Shapiro, who, by the way, is another Never Trumper. So it's the two Never Trumpers, you know, congratulating each other, going, hey, you know, all these young people, we care about values. But these old Christian conservatives, they don't care about values. That's why they went for Donald Trump. Now, it goes on. He admits that he may have gotten some things wrong. Here's what he says. That said, I already feel comfortable admitting that beyond my electoral prognosticating, I got some things wrong about what a Trump presidency will look like. Though many on the left and in the media see his cabinet appointments and policy proposals as cause for existential panic, as a conservative, I find most, but by no means all, of them reassuring. I firmly and passionately believe that character is destiny. I argued frequently that Trump conservatism was more marketing ploy than deeply held conviction. But his appointments at the Departments of Education, Health, and Human Services and Labor, and at the EPA and elsewhere, suggests a level of commitment to paring back the administrative state that heartens and surprises me. Now, I'm a bit confused here because he says character is destiny. And he talks about the appointments made to these different organizations. And he then says that some of the not only the apartments, but the paring back of these, and he called it, the paring back of the administrative state hardens and surprises him. So this is a rhino, a Never Trumper, who says, I didn't believe Trump when he said he was going to cut the size of government. And that's his character. His character, I guess, is he actually kept his promises. Well, I would wonder, how was Goldberg measuring the character of other presidents? Did he measure the character of George Bush? What promises did Bush keep? He went on to say this. In this part, I am surprised by the benefits of having a political novice take over the executive branch. From his phone call with Taiwan to his ad hoc bargaining with defense contractors, there is more of an upside to Trump, the disruptor, than I had anticipated. Now, that's as close to a mea culpa as you can expect from a member of the bourgeois intelligentsia on the conservative side. So here's what he's saying. We mere political mortals, we got it right. Well, not quite. See, that's the way I interpret this. So Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, argues that we Trump supporters have abandoned our values for these perceived wins. Yeah, these are just perceived wins. Perceived wins in the court of public opinion on social justice. These are perceived wins. We're not winning in the race war. We're not winning in any of these, the things that the left call liberal ideas with respect to, say, abortion. We're not winning with respect to the LGBT community. No, we are losing. These are just perceived wins. What you see as a win isn't quite a win. You want to know why? Because Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, tells you so. See, we abandon all of our conservatism in order to fight political correctness for these perceived wins. Now, allow me to expose the white elephant in the room. See, I had a battle with Goldberg on Twitter, and, you know, he's like, you know, I don't understand why you're battling with me here. We're on the same team. And I'm going, no, we're not. See, I may not like Donald Trump's style. I didn't. I admitted this, but I said, that doesn't mean he isn't going to be effective, and it doesn't mean that his style isn't a workable style. And in other words, we could have differing styles, and I don't have to like his style, but it doesn't mean I don't have to like him. And it doesn't mean that I can't learn from his style. See, that's the other thing. You may not like Donald Trump's style. You may go, oh, he's brash, he's braggadocious, whatever. Whatever your perceptions are, fine. But that doesn't make yours right necessarily. I have a different style. I honestly believe I'm just as effective as Donald Trump. If I ran a Trump company, Trump would go, wow, Kevin, you've done a great job. Not my style, but you've done a great job. That's the only thing I would hear come out of his mouth. But it doesn't mean either one of us is wrong. But see, with the guys like Goldberg by way of Shapiro, they say if it doesn't fit with what we believe, well, then he's wrong and you're wrong. And oh, by the way, I'm surprised that he surprised me, you know, but that doesn't make him right. Unbelievable. So the white elephant in the room is this, folks. There is nothing but incestuous thinking from these two prominent Never Trump guys, white Republicans who believe they have the finger on the pulse of politics. They're dead wrong. Both of them. And what's funny to me is this. This is what cracks me up. They are rising through the ranks. They continue to rise. Goldberg speaks at different places and people want to hear what he has to say. Shapiro, all over the news. Oh, he's got the Daily Wire. 60 Minutes did a profile of this guy. Okay, ask yourself this very simple question. 60 Minutes does a profile of Ben Shapiro, and he's dead wrong. He's a never-Trumper who said he can't win. Goldberg says he couldn't win. He can't get out of the primaries. He's borscht. He's a Neanderthal. The things that they said about Donald Trump should be documented so people know who they are, and they are rising through the ranks. I say this all the time. We as conservatives are the most stupid people on the planet to be promoting people that don't even get it right. Now, I told you Donald Trump was going to win. I gave you every reason why. Do you think for one second that the establishment Republicans that book speakers and put people out there and get them into colleges and universities, put them on TV. Do you think for one second these clowns have said, you know what? We've been promoting Ben Shapiro, but Kevin Jackson got it right. And he's also been a supporter of Trump and can lay out the reasons why. And I don't have to look back and go, well, I did miss a few things. More on this in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've been talking quite passionately about an article that I wrote where I said the GOP needs to rethink itself and they need to let these white boys move over. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Normally, I don't put things in racial terms, but I'm being honest with you. The incestuous nature of the GOP and its thinking, it's time to get them out. We need some mulattoes, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, we need some black infusion here. And it isn't just because I'm Kevin Jackson and I'm like, ooh, I'm black and I can do something here. I think differently than any of these GOP clowns, and they are losers. I'm just going to be blunt. They're losers. Donald Trump asked you a very simple question early on. How do you like winning? because he knew he's been watching the GOP get its butt kicked, and he's going, how do you like winning? And that's how he began his campaign. You want to see how a winner does it? This is how. Let me tell you something, inside baseball. When Donald Trump set up the states, and he put these state coordinators in, and he would talk to them, and he'd go into them, he'd say, here's the thing. You're here to set up my apparatus. Other than that, I don't need to understand what your thoughts are about how I win this race. That's inside baseball. I know state coordinators who told me we got set up the way the GOP would normally set us up. Donald Trump came in, met with the leaders and said, no offense, I don't want to hear from you. You want to know why he said it? Because he knew he was talking to a bunch of people who knew how to lose. Now, he was saying, you're going to follow my lead, and I'm going to show you how to win. And what did he do? He won. And Jonah Goldberg, I read an article that he wrote in Town Hall, and he referenced Shapiro because that's what they do. That's what the GOP does. A bunch of so-called intellectuals, intelligentsia within the GOP, never Trumpers, say, hey, I'm going to write something referencing your something, and neither one of them is right. Goldberg admits, you know what? I was more wrong about Donald Trump than I thought. I'll admit I didn't think he could win, and then I'll admit that I didn't think he would be any good. Well, what else do you have to admit, Jonah Goldberg, by way of Shapiro? Aside from the butt-kicking that Donald Trump gave to the establishment, which includes people like Goldberg and Shapiro, the Republican establishment, they got no grain in the silo. It's they who are dumb. You heard me, dumb. They use big words. Those words are distractions meant to appease their frail little egos, like Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol will dazzle you with his use of language. At one point, Kristol, years ago, was a respected journalist. Today, he's as respected as a potato chip crumb and discarded just as easily. Now, I'm a student of logic. You guys know this. I've got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. PhD in observation. I've studied the freak show known as the Republican establishment. And I've studied them for years. I even wanted to work with them. I tried to work with them. The lieutenant governor of Missouri, who was the highest ranking Republican at the time, put me in contact with the Republican GOP to establish a marketing program. And everything I did, you know what those clowns said? Well, Kevin, that might offend, the black people. And I go, really? You mean the people that don't vote for you? It might offend them? Or it might actually wake a few of them up? Well, we just don't want to. Okay, fine. Whatever. So I blew them off. At the end of 2012, I told the GOP to go to H.E. Double Crooked Socks. I was sick of them. I remain sick of them. The only thing that ties me to the Republican Party is the slavery thing, okay, freeing me, and the fact that we finally elected a president that I believe is going to represent that party, that put Republic in Republican. How anybody could put their faith in a group of unaccomplished losers like the Republican Party is beyond me. The only way you control that party is the way I'm doing it, which is through TeaPartyCommunity.org, where I say, you're going to come kiss the ring. We aren't coming to you. You're going to be coming to us. And you're going to say, is it okay if we do this piece of legislation? Kevin, will you check with the people of the Tea Party? Okay, I'll do it for you. I'll let you know what we think, and then you'll do what we tell you. Because that's the way it was supposed to be. These are the Democrats that allow the party of lynching to steal the banner of freedom. And they say, Kevin, I want to represent you as a Republican. When I think about the idea that most Americans believe Lincoln was a Democrat and that the Democrats freed the slaves, it makes me want to slap every Republican in the head. They further believe, this is the American people, that the Republicans took away the civil rights of blacks. I give you lunacy. I give you a bunch of potato chip crumbs. Ask one of the establishment Republicans about this misrepresentation today and how to fight these lies, and they look like a dog trying to solve a quadratic equation. But Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, says that the problem with the Republicans, the generation gap, is based on character and values. Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, goes on to explain the gap this way. What explains the opposing visions? Part of it, Shapiro writes, is the usual tendency of young people to gravitate towards libertarianism and idealism. Now, I call this a statement of the obvious. Most young people don't have enough life experience to be jaded from libertarianism and idealism. In other words, that's your normal thing. You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's all you know. So again, for decades, Goldberg is saying the Republicans have missed the obvious. So let me put it a different way. The Democrats have catered to the emotions of youth, understanding their idealism and libertarianism, and the Republicans haven't. And Goldberg, it's a revelation. Shapiro, it's a revelation. So here's what's happening. You know what I hate? I hate people that continue to restate the problem to me. I can't stand it. See, real leaders, people that get things done, they already know the problem. They know it intrinsically. They know it because they've been living it, or they've seen it for a long time, and they go, tell me what I don't know. It's like a typical consultant. I look at them. You know, these consultants that go into companies and go, well, Chuck, you know, you're bleeding red ink. And the board is like, seriously? We are? We're losing money? Why the hell do you think you're here? Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Democrats have no monopoly, folks, on these concepts. And I can easily defend the idea that pure, unadulterated republicanism practiced correctly supports libertarianism and idealism. But Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, merely highlights what I proposed initially. Republicans suck at marketing. But Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, explains. But there's another reason. Young people understand that some of the things old people see as political correctness aren't necessarily the product of a Marxist virus that somehow escaped the laboratory at Berkeley. Some of it reflects an attempt to craft decent manners in an increasingly diverse and egalitarian society that young people actually live in. It may be time to play some Buffalo Springfield, because there's something happening here. As pollster Karen Soltis Anderson notes, also in the Standard, that's Crystal's deal, the GOP has a grave problem with young voters in part because it is almost wholly dependent on white voters, and white Americans represent an ever-shrinking slice of the youth vote, which will only become more important as the baby boomers throw off this mortal coil. If the GOP has any hope of winning over non-conservative voters, it will be because young conservatives continue to break with their traditional roles as dutiful soldiers for their movement's elders. And I chuckled reading that. See, Republicans rely on the white vote, blah, blah, blah. They might as well be written by Nancy Pelosi. But Goldberg, by way of Shapiro's advice on winning over non-conservative young voters, is what really got me. What type of non-conservative younger voters does he seek? Is he seeking the white ones? Because that would poke a few holes in his argument. But regardless of the racial makeup of these non-conservative voters, Goldberg, by way of Shapiro, seeks, he cautions that they need to stop listening to their elders in order for conservatives to grow the movement. So don't listen to your elders. He wants you to believe that in order for conservatives to attract the hookup, tender generation to the fold, we must find our character. Holy mother of Stormy Daniels. I sense that Goldberg is smarting a bit from the Trump win. Consider this, folks, that Republicans like Goldberg have given us our candidates for decades. Some other traditional Republican passed the torch to them, and then it's been passed to Ben Shapiro and others. But there's no doubt that Goldberg and Shapiro, amazing thinkers and intellectuals that they are, I wouldn't ask them to get me out of slavery. I wouldn't count on them for my freedom. Are you kidding? Let me tell you, President Trump confounded the experts because they weren't experts at all. For decades, the conservative intelligentsia ruled over the Republican Party, and the results are clear. Republicans have weakened over the decades, and Trump began a revolution. But let me tell you, the thinking of Goldberg by way of Shapiro needs to be gone. There's time to end the incest and inject some black power.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.